Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing podcasting for what, 13 and a half years?
Yeah.
Going on 3,000 episodes. People ask me, what do I think about these celebrities doing podcasting? Your Mark Marins, your Joe Rogans. I got to tell you, in all sincerity, I love it. It's only good for podcasting.
Agreed.
But I was listening to one today from Rolling Stone magazine. They know music, right? By law, they have to.
Right.
It made my stomach come out my asshole, and I'm not using that popular superlative. I mean it. My stomach came out my asshole in vomitous fashion.
Oh, is that what I saw in the bathroom earlier?
Listen to this. This is an Ice T interview. Excuse me, Ice Cube. I don't want to get my beverages confused. This is an Ice Cube interview. And I'm not necessarily a big Ice Cube fan, but I saw the movie. Let's take the time. Let's see what he has to say. Here's just a little snippet of a 40-minute interview.
We able to really see these pockets of bullshit that, you know, poor people have been dealing with forever.
What?
You know what I mean? So what's good is that what's done in the dark comes to light. What's bad is that the shit is even done in the dark, you know?
What?
It sounds like he's saying something deep, but you gotta like, you gotta get deep yourself. You gotta close your eyes and really center yourself in order to hear it.
Unless it's a gimmick.
Rolling Stone, I mean, they can get all the equipment for free to record people correctly.
Like, if next week you talk to Dave Matthews, but he's taking a dump on the toilet, I'd be like, oh, okay, the sound's gonna be off. But 13 and a half years ago, there were a few podcasts out there, and we heard them. And you may have heard this story because I've said it more than once on our other podcast, My Opening Line, when I asked comedians what got them started. I'll tell you a big thing that got me started into podcasting. I'm hearing these podcasts and going, no. You don't get up and answer the door because UPS came, and you leave that on the audio. Take it serious. Okay, it's not radio, but take it seriously. The point isn't that you're yelling to a microphone on your bed across the room. That's not the point of do it yourself. Care. And I said to Hamza, no, this could be something. This is a movement. I will not allow that shit out there. So don't tell me that going on 14 years later, Rolling Stone magazine.
And then that was the thing.
Why?
You know what it is?
And you don't put the episode out. If somehow you didn't know that you recorded something in the middle of an airplane runway, then you didn't. And you go, hey, Ice Cube, next time we get a chance, I'll come to your hotel room. I fucked up. I'm Rolling Stone magazine. You don't even put that out. Because I don't hear every episode of Rolling Stone podcast. I can't assume that every show's the same. That my brain wouldn't even be able to process that. But I'll pick and choose and I'll go, okay, I don't care about the history of Taylor Swift, but Ice Cube has a thought. I'll listen. I'm done.
You know what it is.
And that's why people are going to give up on podcasting fast.
You're saying that it tarnishes the name.
It tarnishes the name. Give a shit. You wouldn't put this out as a radio show. Yeah, I bet you Rolling Stone probably has a channel on Sirius XM. I guarantee it doesn't sound like this. How dare you?
Keith, they're not in the podcasting Hall of Fame like we are. So right, what do you expect?
Right, they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Keith and the Girl is in the podcasting Hall of Fame. That's two different things.
I'm about to start learning how to play the guitar. I'm not going to put it out there right away.
Rolling Stone ever... Let me say something to the great Buck Cherry.
Rolling Go ahead, Stone, don't be controversial.
Rolling Stone dares to give you one star for your latest album? And this is the shit Rolling Stone podcast is putting out? Don't let them bum you out. All right, you put out an album, every song had the word fuck in it, and you called it F. That's okay. You were doing something. What the fuck are they doing with the great Ice Cube? Don't worry about it. I saw you live. You were great. And by the way, it wasn't...
crazy bitch.
No, I heard every word. And she was a crazy bitch. And I like the way she fucked me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. Shame on you.
Oh.
Shame on
goodness.
You. Goodness. Well, they should be offended and they owe every podcaster an apology. You hear these fucking podcasts.
Will you accept their apology if they apologize on Twitter or do they have to do it on a very clean audio?
Oh, yeah. You have to do it.
Because you have to know, you know how all these like Me Too responses, their response shows that they have no idea what they're actually responding to. So if they did it via Twitter, you won't know that they really learned a lesson and really understand what they are to be sorry about, right? But if they did it in clean audio, then they've managed to come across.
Host Brian Hyatt owes me a audio apology.
Is it the host, though? It's like the engineer or the producer.
The host better be as angry as I am. And then he should write the producer, and the producer owes me an apology. Somebody owes me an apology. I don't care if you make an animation, and the magazine itself opens and closes like a mouth and apologizes to me. But I want it in audio form. It doesn't even have to be public. The website, the email is info@keithandthegirl.com. All right? That's all I need. Just show you give a shit. But how dare you? If I lit a guitar on fire and said, I'm the new Jimi Hendrix, would you accept it? Then I don't accept this bullshit. And I can't rip this any smaller. This is actually hurting my fingers.
Are you ripping them or their magazine?
How is ripping paper clearer than your entire interview for 45 minutes with Ice Cube from NWA? Crystal. It's like you're in the room. Rip it with me at home. Oh my God. Is that AMSR? That was fucking made me horny.
I think you just came. It's very weird. I saw your O face.
It's offensive. All right, let's move on.
Oh, okay. Can you? Are you able to?
Well, I'll tell you, speaking about toilets, I have the greatest underwear, and I owe all the thanks to the great, you know this, Tomboy X. I realized, and this is embarrassing because it's not too long ago, I realized that I've been wearing
offensive underwear.
Underwear that I don't even know where I got it from.
Your mom?
Probably my mother-in-law at the time.
Oh my God, my mother-in-law used to send me socks and underwear too.
Yeah. And sometimes they came with, I bet you got stuff with lace. Like, thank you. I'll give it my best. I'm an underwear that, it gets me fucking angry. Honest to God, they have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, and boy shorts, soft bras, racer back bras, basic colors, sure, but you can have fun seasonal prints, brilliant colors.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you just say fun seasonal prints?
Yeah. I like that. All options come in extra small to 4X. You ever try to buy some clothes online? Like, I don't know if we have the... What do they say when you're too big for them? I don't think we have something in your budget. What, my weight budget? I didn't type in my tax returns. I typed in my weight. What's your gender? How do you identify? They don't give a fuck. There's underwear and you're going to like it. And I get compliments on it. I wore this underwear when I was dating and I wear it now with my new girlfriend. Don't tell her. But they love it. They love when somebody mentions your underwear, they love it.
That's true.
Unless they use the word hate.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Or shit stain. But other than that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I buy the underwear from them. It starts brown in the back and then fades into a nice yellow in the front.
You can never go wrong.
Go to tomboyx.com/KTG and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Keith and the Girl listeners get
pack pricing, LOL.
Okay. And Keith and the Girl listeners get in that. See, now Rolling Stone is like, what? You're yelling at us?
That's for the trans people.
And Keith and the Girl listeners get an extra 15% off with code KATG. Again, code KATG for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/KATG.
Now, let's say you don't want to use the code KATG because you're like, I don't need 15% off. Use it anyway and then Venmo us the 15%. Like, we'll give it to the right place.
I saw a new episode of Bert Kreischer's TV show came out. It's on YouTube. It's called Something's Burning. It's a cooking show. He does not know how to cook. He does know how to burn. And that's the beauty of it. And we were guests.
We helped him burn his dish.
Here's some comments. Tunnel Vision writes, I dig in him this coochie.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I didn't know it was so funny that you'd want to dig into my cooch. Well, that's hot.
Could be cooking terminology. You know? I mixed up the batter. She licked the beater. That's what they mean. Josh D. I bet Keith is just there thinking, are they drunk? Bert and Kemda, I'm like 80% sure they're drunk.
I was pretty goofy on that show.
Woodbag91 says, during the Keith hosting a party skit, I lost it so hard. This show is always so full of good laughs. Create Channel says, this episode is more of a mess than the others, and that's awesome.
That's amazing. Like, that's such high praise.
Bert and Keith touches tips with no condoms. Now, again, I don't know if this is a phrase, like thirst traps, breadcrumbs. I'm new to all this, but apparently, metaphorically, because I was there, we touched tips, no condoms. E-Rock Y says, thanks, Henda Halili. You made my day. You are freaking funny.
Thank you.
Yuck Foo says, freckles on the chest. Hot damn.
Oh, I was hoping that the camera would get so close to my cleave that you would notice how many freckles I have.
Tattoo J88. I've never seen her before. She's a crazy type of funny.
Wait, does that mean I'm crazy?
Prakardra 2 says, 1942 is the best part. Now, take a guess what happens in 1942. Just guess. All right, I'll give you a hint. Henda's tits. Only. Woolite Jones, those breasts.
I made such an impression.
Right, because we weren't making chicken. Lest anybody get confused.
We were making dessert, yeah. A la my titties.
Yeah, a little cream in the middle. Mike Fleet wrote, this is the best cooking show ever. Henda is so funny and hot. Oh, it's going so well. Mayor BBPC says, why do people insist on cracking eggs with one hand when they suck at it? Dan, just use two hands, people. Even monkeys use two hands.
That was me. And I wrote back to him. I was like, in all fairness, I promise you that when I crack eggs with two hands, it doesn't go any better.
Otherwise, great episode.
Other than my cracking eggs. I had to crack like 20 eggs on screen.
Ape It Taiwan 10 says, weird seeing podcast people in 3D. Just realized Keith is a potato. Well, some of these.
What does that even mean? Yeah, I didn't know you were a potato. That's nice to know.
I'm reading news, by the way. So check it out. It's Bert Kreischer's show. It's called Burning Bunch
Something's
of Shit.
Burning.
It's called Something's Burning.
Yeah. You know, right now it's mostly his fans in the comments. Mm-hmm. So let's add us in the comments a little bit.
I was reading over the weekend that Mike the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore, of course, was sentenced to 8 months behind bars for being too fucking cool. That makes sense. I'm surprised it's not more. That guy's good. They're back now. You know that. There's a Jersey Shore reunion, I believe episode two or season two of Jersey Shore reunion, which is really season 62, is now on MTV.
Wait, so are they in a house again? And like,
no, this time.
Well, don't they have babies?
One is canvassing. The other one is cleaning off seagulls from oil spills. Yeah, they're in a house getting drunk.
Did they bring their children?
Who cares? Children. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Okay, children. This is the meeting. They have children. Yeah, okay.
Tell them to leave them at home. We got booze.
Did they say that they have children? No, I just know that. Yeah, okay.
Did the situation, he was in the show?
He was, yeah, he's in the show. Obviously, these aren't taped in real time, so he's on the show, yeah.
Oh, Lord. So he just got put in jail just as it gets released. This sucks, because 8 months for what, evading taxes, right?
Yeah.
That sucks. 8 months in fucking jail. Like, rapists get less than that.
Okay. But you know what? They don't tell the rapists, hey, you got to quit raping. Do you know what I mean?
I know. You can, they can go, give them back their money.
They go give us the money. And yeah. He keeps trying to do tricks. You know, you want to talk about celebrity. This case was already done. It was done with the guy that won the first Survivor, $1 million. He didn't think he'd have to be claiming his money. They tell you, and then you keep trying to do tricks, and they go, well, now you're in jail.
I know, but it's so odd to be in jail for taxes. And then also, like, he's got such a big reputation as being a big meathead muscle guy. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much he's going to get beat up.
Well, if you want to think that way on his side, that's odd. But
no, I'm not really. I'm
look
not
at this
on-
smark, him walking into jail. If that doesn't tell 1,000 words, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be on his side. Like, I'm, you know, he's a schmuck in a lot of ways, but...
Well, people, he is going to get out. And so if you're in jail and you think you can make friends with a celebrity, he's the guy to do it. Cosby's the one you would be worried about his health. Cosby will do you no favors. He won't be able to do you favors when you get out of jail. He will be. It's like, hey, mention me on the show. Mm. Definitely will. That'll make fucking sense if I mention you. Bang, bang.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of networking in jail.
Yeah. 37 years old, by the way.
Oh, God. What? Wait, what? Oh, God. Oh, I pictured all these people as like 20-year-olds. Yeah. Oh, get your shit together.
Get my shit together. I got gym. I got tanning. I got laundry. Repeat.
How's he going to do that in jail?
How's he going to wake up without a hangover one day? What's that going to be like? He just starts crying on day two.
He'll have to suck dick for vodka.
He's looking forward to marrying his college sweetheart.
Ew.
Next month.
Gross.
Next month. I don't have a calculator, but 8 months is longer than next month, right? He doesn't care. That should be good for her and her friends.
It's romantic.
Yeah. The
Are his spikes going to hold up in jail?
Cast of the hit reality show.
Did they say hit reality show?
That's true.
It's just funny that they have to do that.
Well, then I don't care, you know? He wouldn't even be in the paper. The cast of the hit show also made courthouse cameos. Pauly D, J-Wow, Snooki, they all showed up.
I mean, you're supposed to. The more people that show up for you, the more the judge has lenience.
This is bullshit, Your Honor! Like, Snooki, no thanks. Let me just handle this myself. He's right, it is bullshit! They added an extra 6 months because the cast showed up. Sorrentino said he was committed to, quote, overcoming my demons and putting my life back together after years of substance abuse.
That's what happened.
It was substance abuse that made you say, no thanks, to the IRS. Prosecutor said Sorrentino concealed his cash income by making multiple cash deposits in a single day in amounts less than $10,000 to evade his bank's reporting requirements. Like, a computer doesn't add it up altogether. I heard less than 10,000. You don't got to say none. So every day I do 10,000.
Oh my God. Was that the big plan?
Yeah. After they found out, because obviously there's always a warning from the IRS. They just want your money.
Oh my God.
They don't want you in jail. They don't give a fuck for you.
Was nobody looking at his... Did he do his own taxes?
Hey.
Oh Lord.
I blended vodka and a tomato. Time for taxes. No thanks.
That's really what he sounds like.
Hey, you bet.
That's what Keith sounds like on the toilet.
What'd I say? The Stitch's brother, Mark Sorrentino, also faced charges and was sentenced to 2 years and a $75,000 fine. The brothers, who teamed on Situation Nation Inc., I love their stuff, ranked in, I don't even know what they do, gym and tanning, I guess. They ranked in an estimated $8.9 million between 2010 and 2012. You got so stupid lucky with your bullshit, but you don't want to give the government their fair share. And don't get me wrong when I say the word fair.
It's not fair.
These are the rules, and you, celebrity, will not get away with it.
But the thing is I feel like he could have hired a really good accountant to actually do his taxes fairly to his advantage.
I did. I got Vino to do it.
Oh, that's right. I bet they know a lot of accountants.
Yeah. We fucked me.
Shit. They get into so many fights and they do such dumb shit, and then to go to jail for taxes. You know what I mean? At least go to jail for like punching someone.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
You fucking wuss. What the fuck? And how, really, I'm more concerned about their hair while they're in there. You think they'll get spikes?
I think they're trying to get this guy like Al Capone on taxes. They just wanted to put him in jail for that stupid show. And they realized there's no law for that. So they looked into finances. All right, Hemda, look.
Yes.
I talk about my Tommy Boy ex. I love it.
Yes.
I don't want to leave you out. So I'll tell you about Latote.
Thank you. I have it, though.
You don't like shopping. You know, I see Hemda try to shop online. She eats her computer. I'm not exaggerating, right? You get frustrated.
Yeah, I hate it. Well, with Latote, what I did was I put in my measurements to begin with, mm-hmm. so then they actually tell me what size I am. That's the biggest part, I think, of online shopping, is I'm not sure how it'll fit on me, but they already have everything, so I know this will fit. There hasn't been one thing that I got where I'm like, how did I get this so wrong?
Take the stress out of getting dressed. Get the right styles in your right size delivered. And when you're done, you just send it back. You keep what you want. You send back what you're not a big fan of, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Like, you don't have to pay for any of the clothing.
Do you know that women return 40 to 70% of the clothing they buy?
And I know I won't do it. I know that, and I have done it. I've tried shopping online. It comes to me. I'm like, I hate this. And then I won't return it. It's in a box, like marked return or something. It's not even in that. But it's like at the bottom of my closet hoping to return. And I just never do it. But with Latote, they give you a bag where all you do is throw after you wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You throw that laundry. You just wore it. You throw it in the bag. You seal it. It's already, you know, the labels are already on it. You just throw it in the mailbox.
Mm-hmm. With La Tote, you can rent unlimited fashion. Just wear, return, and discover fashion that fits you better. It'll take the stress out of getting dressed. Go to latote.com. That's LETOTE.com. Get started.
It's really big, I think, for people who have to get dressed like a normal human being to go to work 5 fucking days a week. That's really good. And for people who are pregnant, because your size is going to change over the next 9 months, they have pregnancy clothes, maternity.
Hemda's right. So maybe you're thinking, is this for me? This is for people who have to get dressed every day. Okay? Might not be for you. Okay? But if you are somebody that has to get dressed at least 5 times a week, then please listen up. Go to latote.com, enter promo code KATG at checkout to get 20% off your first month. Again, that's latote.com, enter your code KATG. All right, we got to talk about this. Brett Kavanaugh has indeed joined the Supreme Court, and my body's not letting me say those words, but it's true. And of course we knew, right? A Republican
would. We didn't know, but
hold on. A Republican would make it. Squat. First of all, I don't know why a woman thinks they can talk
but
now.
Me too.
Okay,
a woman can't talk.
Right. Right. Now, seeing women supporting Kavanaugh, I guess, is what blows my mind the most, you know? Hearing, you know, we played clips the other day of women, no shame, being on the news. And where their face is shown, and they have families saying, why didn't this woman Ford? Why didn't she come out sooner? Boys will be boys. Meanwhile, you're not that stupid. In real life, if your kid came home late with some stupid excuse like, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let it go. Why, mom, this woman said I raped her 3 years ago, but it's coming out now, my graduation. That's odd, mom. Yeah, you're right, son. That wouldn't be the end of it.
How about this? I saw on Instagram, I don't even know how I started following this woman, a black woman who's like big into Trump, and she was pushing shirts that say hashtag him too.
Okay.
And believe facts. And they're just all, you know, standing there all cute in their t-shirts, just going like, you know, protect our boys. There's a lot of that happening now. Hashtags Jeez. With protect our boys. Yeah, because on their side, they're concerned that it's a big witch hunt for men. You know,
well, what I was going to say is that we know that it's going to be a right wing judge is going to go there, but just go a little case by case at a time. And this whole thing being rushed is a little it's pretty unnerving.
Well, I thought about it. And I think the more the other side was like, he's a bastard and throw him under the bus, the more that side was like, no, he shouldn't be able to. Like, it's almost like when we're angry at somebody on their side, they super promote him. Like, because we're, quote, making an example of him, they are doubling down on making an example of you can't do that. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I think if this wasn't such a big thing, if it didn't trend on Twitter, if it was just kind of like, hey, by the way, this, it wouldn't have gone that sure. far.
Well, you hear people saying, hey, I don't believe in all things red. I don't believe in all things blue. To me, it's like people saying, well, I don't believe in there's a guy with a beard in the sky. Like, well, no shit. You know, nobody does. But I'll tell you what, right now, I do think you have to make a statement. At least I do. I feel I need to make a statement. And the Republican Party is a bad party. Vote how you want, but you don't need to add your name to that bullshit, right? You can change it if you're registered Republican. You can change. You got time. You got to be quick. You got to do it literally today or tomorrow, probably. But change it. I did years ago. It's fucking disgusting. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Compare the two sides. It's just superficially what's going on. You have Brett Kavanaugh and the women not being believed or even listened to. You have kids in cages. You have women's rights being violated, right? What do you have on the other side? What's on the blue team? Who can use a bathroom? These people are so ridiculous they want to be identified as dogs nowadays. Like, these are your two sides if you exaggerate.
I know.
Okay. Pick your side. And again, who's Keith talking to? I'm talking to a young Keith. Talking to a 16-year-old Keith. That's who I'm talking
Yeah, this is the same as, you know, because these women who are on the side of the men, it really is heartbreaking. But I know that we kind of all used to be because we grew up in that environment. We grew up going like, let him be. He's a boy. Like, you know, give him a little slack. He's a boy. That kind of thing. And so I think it's the same as growing up with religion. Yep. You talk to your parents about, hey, what about all these pedophiles? It's as if they don't hear it. It's too late. You're brainwashed.
Now this
if you haven't changed your opinion, if you're like, let's say 40 and haven't changed your opinion since you were 20, you're wrong. I don't care what side you're on. Not one opinion. You haven't learned one new thing.
Right. You change your, when you were a kid, you used to think was funny. Okay. You didn't stand by that. It's okay. You figured something out late. It's fine. It's all right. Can a transgender woman use the woman's bathroom? You got women accusing somebody of sexual assault going to be a judge. Calm down. Let's hear these women out.
What bathroom is he using?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That didn't concern you, but it does concern you. A woman might be in a not real woman might be in a woman's bathroom. That something, concerns you.
But, something that might happen concerns you, but something that did happen, you ignore.
Brett Kavanaugh, by the way, how long before he asked Ruth Ginsburg for a cup of coffee? I give it a month. Hey, honey, can you just, I mean, how's it apart as an issue? I don't know.
How satisfied is he?
It'll
was
look,
he more satisfied in his rape or satisfied in this fucking thing?
It's going to go good in history books, you know? Yeah, morons literally publicly mocking sexual assault victims, including the President of the United States.
Oh, the president was the worst one.
Yeah. I'm looking at a councilman here.
By the way, even if he didn't do shit, his response to it was god-awful.
Right. I'm looking at a councilman here that is tweeting out that better get your coat hangers ready.
Who said that?
This fucking jerk off. I don't have his name in front of me. Because who gives a shit? Another one. Another one.
A Republican said
that? Yeah, of course. Who was it? Yes.
So we should have abortions, but not good ones? Is that what he's saying?
But just a little joke. Just a little joke that, you know, before abortion was legalized, 5,000 women were dying every year from giving themselves abortions. But okay. Okay. Better get your coat hangers ready. Right? Like, he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just mocking.
Oh, God.
I kind of do. I would like...
How would we have the movie Dirty Dancing if not for coat hangers?
Wouldn't you like to see, not to get too deep into it, because of course not, but wouldn't you like to see a year where women can't get abortions and all these staunch Republicans going, shit, I'm stuck with these babies now?
Right, with all their mistresses who never got abortions.
Wouldn't it blow their fucking mind? You don't think Donald Trump paid for about 1 million abortions?
Of course.
I mean, just to round down.
Yeah, but you know what would be better, and of course this can never happen, what if they were able to get pregnant with no abortions?
Right.
I'm sure it's very okay to be inconvenienced.
Right. The guy's name is Eric Barber, by the way. Has no problem publicly saying, better get your coat hangers ready. Very good.
You know, the abortion one, I think, is the toughest one because people feel and hear a heartbeat, you know, in their actual body. And I understand the emotion behind that one the most. Out of all the things that we flip-flop back and forth in, I see why they think it's death. But the thing is if you learn just a little bit about abortion, you understand that fetus is not anything like an actual baby. That heartbeat means nothing. A heartbeat that's not connected to the part of the brain that has a baby feel something means that you're not killing anything.
Well, I saw one of these idiot protesters. They're like, oh, are you saying I should have been aborted? Never fall for that. That's a trick question. To come that you would have failed away. It's definitely a trick question. They're not really asking. Trust me.
I'm sorry.
You got to believe me. Yeah, they suck you in with that one, right? You got excited. No. You're not supposed to say that. West Virginia, by the way, is where Eric Barber is from. It's Trump saying anti-Kavanaugh protesters are paid professionals.
Again?
It's an easy go-to, you know.
I believe people believe it, though.
And he's going, by the way, your man Trump, whichever way the wind is blowing. He was a little anti-Kavanaugh when it looked like the whole world was. Somehow it looked like the whole world wasn't, and then he switched back.
Why is our president allowed to say such dumb shit, like, without any proof? Why is this allowed? This is so crazy. It makes me feel nuts that he just goes and says shit. There's a cry out, you know, on Twitter and whatever, like, I can't believe he said it. And then another day passes and then it's all normalized again.
Chloe Dykstra, the woman that said how she was assaulted by, who's the Nerdist guy? Chris Hardwick. Today on the day Kavanaugh was confirmed, I held a door open for a man. He kindly let me go first with an after you. After I thanked him, he said, so I can watch you as you walk away. Of course. We just had Columbus.
These are adults.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, these are adults.
Columbus.
These are adults that if I sat at their dinner table and I put my feet up on their table, they would think I was a maniac, but they get to say shit like that.
I'll never show the bottom of your feet. That's rude.
Right.
Don't eat people's mints on the table before you ask. That'd be rude.
Yeah. What if I'm the first person to take a bite? Not everyone got served yet. Right.
The state of New York has designated the Columbus Monument at Columbus Circle, after, of course, Christopher Columbus, a landmark in case the city tries to move it in the future.
Because they know where this country is going with this fucking guy already.
The New York State Board of Historic Preservation voted unanimously September 20th to place the statue in the state and national registers for its historic and cultural significance. The vote, of course, was not publicized.
It's unanimous.
Sorry?
It's unanimous?
Well, we didn't vote on it, of course. A number of ideas about civic pride, this is what the Christopher Columbus statue is supposed to represent, patriotism, nationalism, ethnic identity that informed American culture in the early 20th century. Critics wanted the statue removed, saying Columbus should not be celebrated because he mistreated Native Americans. Mistreated? Okay, he did mistreat them. A commission appointed by Mayor de Blasio recommended...
Freddy Krueger mistreated people while they were sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. Freddy woke me up. A commission appointed by Mayor de Blasio recommended text be added to address Columbus's faults as well as the successes.
Oh, please word that for me.
Yeah, I would love to see
these faults.
These texts. And there was much rape and murder. The end.
Blankets be killing.
Louis C.K. is still... performing in comedy clubs. You might not be reading this in the news. I know I'm not. Dropped by Caroline's, the second or first biggest comedy club in New York City next to Comedy Cellar, right?
What do you do if you're Caroline's?
Right. So first the Comedy Cellar. That was just the tip. And now the great Caroline's on Broadway.
How long did he do, Dino?
I'm just guessing 15 minutes, and I'm guessing it was all innocuous, because if he did address anything, that, of course, would make news. But it's not. It's like, here he is again. And as a news person, what do you do? Yes, again, send.
Right.
You know?
What does anyone do?
Well, it's easy to do articles. A lot of copy and pasting at this magazine. Still at it. I guess I'd have because I care about this story, I'd have a counter on like the bottom right cover. It'd be like, Louis. And then the number keeps changing every time he drops into a comedy club.
Do you think that's it? Do you think now, like, you know, there's going to be, I think he already came in twice or three times, right?
Once people stop caring, right? We've seen this in many situations.
I think it's done. I think people stopped caring.
Yeah.
I think he's back.
Right? Which is so weird, because there's so many ways this weirdo can come back.
Yeah.
So many ways. And the majority of people would be fine with it. You could do some. This person had a great idea. I thought it was funny. Bag of lasers. Every time Louis performs, the masturbating bear from Conan should get on stage and not let him leave. Like, even if he did that, this bear would just start masturbating under a diaper. Even if he did that with Louis, you'd be like, oh, fuck, okay. You know, it'd be weird, but you'd be like, oh, you're recognizing it. And Louis going, it is uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Even that little thing.
There would have to be such good text for that.
Even that little thing would be such a big difference in just being such a weirdo and just showing up and not addressing it. You know, because in the end, you're still going to have to put a show together and deal with protesters and people sneaking into your show to yell at you.
At the end of the day, he's right. This is the way to go.
I guess.
Yes, because you ignore it and you make different headlines, people will get tired and new headlines will appear about how funny you are. But if you were to address it, your name still is equivalent with jerking off. So he knows, as a dude, he just has to plow through a couple of uncomfortable things and that's it. But how uncomfortable was it? The first time he came in, I think no one to like four people left. The second time, I think four people left.
His legacy is important to him. He doesn't mind that.
His legacy is fine. He's showing us.
I disagree.
Hey, here's my dick, and I'm fine.
You don't think it's going to go down in history, with assuming nothing changes with his attitude, as a funny but unapologetic pervert? You don't think so?
Yes, and still, it's going to get better and better for him. It'll be like, LOL, he was a pervert. And also, his legacy is already part, the perversion is already part of it. So now it's just going to get less and less perverted, because he's fine. He's fine. They're all fine.
Hemda has her question mark tattoo on her forearm. Got it this weekend. And the meaning could change all the time, I assume. She said it's for question everything. Don't take things at face value. But now I look at it and I think it's a statement about the world. Huh? What?
Agreed.
You know?
Yes, it can go to all of that. Yeah, it was my first tattoo. The day of, I texted Keith. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm too sick to go to get this tattoo.
Right.
And it kind of made me feel a little like a pussy because I'm just like, I keep saying I'm going to do this. I finally made an appointment, which, by the way, making an appointment for a tattoo takes all the badass shit away from it. The guy gave me an appointment card. I'm like, I'm not going to the dentist. I'm going for you to cut my fucking right. skin and then put ink in it.
I'm doing rock and roll here.
Yeah.
Write the schedule on my neck.
Yeah. I'm not going to be on time.
Right.
That's crazy. It was so weird. And it's, you know, and also like... the stereotype of it, everyone looks really badass in there. They got tattoos, piercings, you know, dyed hair, like the whole thing. Sure. It just looks rock and roll in there. And it's like, will you be able to make it at 4? Right. No!
Now, halfway through, it's very detailed. It's a picture of the outline of a question mark, similar to the what's my name logo for him to show. And in it, you tell me what's in it.
In it is the brains, like, you know how your brain has those folds?
Mm-hmm.
And,
not to brag, mine doesn't, but yes.
yours isn't wrinkly. Mine's smooth. It needs time. And then it's colored in different colors. I took it from Ramin Nazer's artwork for his podcast
right.
that we were on. And so it's just a bunch of colored in brains and a question mark. And the question mark kind of... is in the shape. People are like, why is that your question mark? That's not a shape of a question mark. It's in the shape of my nose.
There you go. It's cultural. Now, halfway through that, do you think, shit, I could have just dyed my hair?
Halfway through? Are you kidding me? First of all, I was like, I was the biggest fucking herb in there. Like, it's just nerd city.
Right.
I felt like I was asking all the wrong questions. Like, I felt like my tattoo artist was looking at me like, is she serious?
Right.
Because while I'm doing it, I'm watching the blood. I'm watching him ink me. I'm feeling his cut. And I go, are you, like, cutting me and then putting ink in it? And he looks up at me like, what are you asking me? And I'm like, what? Are you cutting me and putting ink? He goes, I guess kind of. Then, right. like, 10
By
minutes.
By the way, this is from Henda, who looks everything up, supposedly.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? He's going to fucking put ink in me. It's disgusting.
Well, that's what's funny about your questions, because who cares? You know, what's the halfway through your tattoo? What's the hepatitis rate? Low enough, honey.
Right. Yeah, I am just making conversation. He looks at me like I'm crazy. He says, yeah, I guess so. But then like 10 or 20 minutes later, he goes, I'm actually not really cutting you. But then at the end, I go, thanks for cutting me. Right. He's just like, you're such a fucking weirdo.
So what's happening that you decide, that you wonder, am I sick still? Do I get this tattoo?
Well, I was still getting over something and I was a little foggy in the morning and I wanted to be present for my tattoo. I didn't want to be high. I didn't want to be out of it. I want to feel what it feels like to get a tattoo. Also, when considering getting high, because I considered all this shit. When considering getting high before the tattoo, I was like, well, you feel more and you're more sensitive when you're high. Why would I do that to myself?
Okay.
So, but then I don't know, I cleared up and I actually rode my bike. It took like an hour to get there.
Of course you did. Did you take medicine over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
All right. Look at you.
Yes, I did.
Look at you. Well, this person agreed with you, by the way. I Kaloon on our forums writes, there is no pill that cures the common cold in regards to me on our camping trip to Henda. Take your fucking medicine!
That's how he says it every time.
It is.
And that's how he says it in text form, too.
And Henda says, medicine isn't a surgeon. It doesn't heal you. It only makes you think, take it! Somehow I'm never sick. DayQuil.
Somehow you're never sick?
Here we go.
Oh.
By the way.
Do you really think you're never sick?
That's right.
You're sick like every other week.
I know.
Is he ever sick? Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
All right.
Don't even go there.
Okay. Well, we'll get into all the drugs I do later, too. Don't worry.
Let's compare how much drugs you did and how much drugs I did. I would love that.
Henda, one thing at a time.
Okay.
Okay?
We'll get to it. That's the next segment.
There's no pill. This person's on your side. I'm trying to give you positives.
Please.
Hi, Kaloon, saying there's no pill that cures the common cold. DayQuil and similar products only mask the pain and make you feel better while your immune system does the work. Like, what are we talking about? It only makes you feel better, Keith. Oh, okay. All right. Is that all? This can be a problem because you do feel better, but we should be resting and giving your body time to heal. Like Hemda was going to go rock climbing, but the DayQuil confused her. So not taking a pill is, in my opinion, sometimes better so that you don't further hurt yourself. So luckily, Hemda was feeling better, but I said, don't run an Iditarod after all. It's just the symptoms confusing you. Giving drugs more credit than they deserve, like Keith, is all he's doing is spreading the propaganda further.
So are you saying nothing's wrong with Big Pharma, Keith?
Yeah, okay. All right. Abucho writes, when a cold is making you feel like shit, you're not relaxed anyway. Being in pain and discomfort dumps stress hormones and torment into your system, which takes energy away from where it should be, battling the virus.
I'll tell you why I ended up taking the pills. I took it because of you, and it was because you made a good point. When I prolong being cold, being sick, it affects the show. So I don't need to be coughing on the show and sounding like shit when I'm going to come into work anyway. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I don't give a fuck.
Did you put whatever they told you at the tattoo office, like Vaseline on your tattoo? Or did you go, well, actually, the body's natural sweat could.
I'm so nervous about that stuff. I'm like, am I doing it right? They said to what? I went to two different places to get the soap, and it's just Dial unscented. But apparently Dial doesn't write unscented. It's Dial Gold. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm hoping that I'm right about that, even though I Googled it and everything. And then it says to wash it with the Dial and then let it air dry for 10 minutes. And I'm like, is that long enough? I think I see it's still wet. It still hurts around the tattoo. You know, it feels like the pain, you know, because it's so sensitive. And I'm like, is it supposed to hurt around the tattoo?
I'm about to get a tattoo, Hemda wrote on social media. Holy shit, will I cry? It was a poll. 49% said, duh.
Fuck you guys.
51% said, nah.
What the fuck? You guys just think I'm going to cry? Actually, I almost cried.
Of course you did. Of course you did. They cut you and put ink in it. Of course they did.
Well, it was actually like emotional at the start of it. I was going to cry at like, you know, you get a question mark tattoo. Are you really questioning that?
When does it end, you know?
I don't know. All right. But I didn't cry, especially because I saw that the poll was leaning towards I will cry. So fuck you guys.
All right, let's get to the drugs, shall we?
Wait. So you know what was weird is I didn't think, like, it's on my forearm. I didn't think there'd be like small wisps of hair. Mm-hmm. The guy doesn't say anything. I'm just sitting there. He just starts shaving my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he's doing me a favor. But he went so far, so like half my arm is shaved.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You can pay extra to get it shaved exactly where the tattoo will be, but he doesn't have all day. The poll for do you do psychedelics was asked because we had Shane Moss on. He was talking about a mental breakdown from psychedelics. Do you do psychedelics? 43% of our audience says yes. Hmm. What the fuck?
I mean, we ought like, half this room does. You do.
See? I would say I don't. I hit that I don't.
Would you say that I do?
Yes.
But we did drugs together.
Okay. How you can compare us both doing the same drugs is out of this world.
How many times have you been on acid?
None. Now, your turn.
You've never been on acid?
No.
How many times have you done mushrooms?
Probably twice.
How many times have you done Molly?
Probably once.
I thought I remembered a second time.
Okay. Okay. Put me down for two.
Okay. So
who's winning so far?
You are.
Right.
No, I mean, like, we've done the same amount of drugs.
Of course.
How many
we
times
haven't.
Have you done crack?
Once.
Okay. What else is there?
You're rolling your eyes at me. We're the same with drugs.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Very good.
How many times have you done poppers? And you didn't. You just went, oh, I saw this at a bodega. Let me pop this in my fucking face.
All right. Well, we're the same. Why do you get so angry at being worried
because
if you
be called
a druggie? Why does that upset
funny,
you so much?
Because what's funny is you sit on a high horse mm-hmm. going like, Hemda is so chaotic with her drug stuff. And you just go into a bodega and put something that opens up your asshole.
Okay.
So you met a crack whore and did crack with her in a phone booth.
Right. I don't know if she's a whore. In fact, I tried to have sex with her and she wouldn't. So that's a little rude if you want to apologize.
You gave her your wallet.
I tried to. She wouldn't take it. So she's neither rude or a whore.
Uh-huh. Then you did some more crack on the train on your way home.
That's the same day.
On your knees.
We called it a session, and that was on the subway, and nobody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got the poll.
You regularly smoke weed.
Okay. So I smoke the same weed as you?
No. But okay. You regularly smoke weed.
Should the poll be who does more drugs? Keith, Hendo, or the same?
The poll should be Keith, shut the fuck up. You're not on anyone's high horse here. Mm. You are no different than I am.
My horse better be a little higher.
How many times have you done cocaine?
A few.
Okay. Oh my God. You are naming so many more drugs than me. I've never done cocaine, never done crack, never, what is that, poppers, never did that. What's the other one? Haven't done mushrooms. That's four drugs.
What is it? Because why does it seem like you're the bigger drug?
Because I'm honest about it. Because I go, hey, this is on my schedule. I'm doing it in two weeks. I took the next day off. I made sure I had the next day off. I made sure that I have somebody with me so that I don't go nuts. I talk about it like it's a thing. I talk about my experience. But you have done more various drugs than me and more times than me.
Mm. Okay. I disagree.
Were we just in the same room? Where were we? Where am I and where are you?
Well, you can't just say words and expect me to agree.
All right, let's tally it up. Crack, 1 Keith, 0 Hemda. Cocaine, several times. Can we call it 5?
Sure.
Okay, 5 times Keith, 0 Hemda. Mushrooms, once or twice?
Oh, twice. You can
twice. Let's put 2 down for Keith, 0 for Hemda. What else? Molly?
Molly, you can write down.
Twice? Let's call it once. I did it twice. What else?
And now weed.
And weed?
No, that's out.
Weed's
nothing now.
Then how about alcohol?
Propaganda key.
No, because if we're counting weed, we're counting alcohol.
Sure.
Okay, how many alcohols have you had?
17.
Okay, then I've had 16 weeds. Come on, Keith.
Okay, you're good. You did good.
Are we done?
Sure. Sure.
You want to say anything?
So now you're not a druggie. Depends when I catch you.
Are you a druggie?
No.
Is this fascinating? Yeah. It's a little fascinating. All right. You forgot about the crack. That's funny. Yeah. Did you forget about the coke? Yeah. Yeah. Because we forget. You know why? Because Keith keeps looking at me, pointing a finger, going, you're the druggie. So we forget what a fucking drug addict he is. Not an addict. We forget how casual. You're so casual. You were like, your friend was like, hey, wanted to snort coke off my girlfriend's boobs. And you were like, yeah, but Hemda doesn't test her drug use.
Well, that's different. That's because that's a lie. When you say you test, you don't. That's a lie.
I didn't say I test.
Oh, okay. Well, we solved that then.
I didn't say I test. Okay. I said I'm pretty careful about it, but I'm not more careful than you, but you should not be pointing a finger at me and calling me a druggie with your fucking history.
Okay.
We're both druggies. Listen to you. How many times have you done cocaine? 3 times. Everyone shut the fuck up. These are hard fucking drugs. How much alcohol have you guys put into your system and then fucking did some crazy shit?
How much sugar do I eat? Right? A lot of sugar. Add that.
We're counting alcohol as drugs.
Fair is fair. Great show,
right?
Says Sagashkin. I'm sorry, but Keith's frustration at a transition from hallucinogenics, including paranoia, to the horrors of sugar made me laugh out loud. It reminded me of Jim Florentine comparing a visit to Costco to a threesome. Right? He said he would complain about people having fun at Costco. And I told him in person, I said, I don't know. I think Costco's kind of fun. You're getting your cart just right, your sales, you get the samples. And he goes, oh, sorry, I think a three-way's fun. I'm like, I didn't know those were the two options.
Right.
I didn't hang up the phone. No, not a threesome. I'm having more fun at a Costco.
I mean, I understood the comparison, but Shane also understood the bad aspect of the comparison, and he took it back several times, including after the show. I love that that's where we're staying.
I got to read what the fans have to say.
That's true.
Years ago, I was hanging out with a progressive musician who was known to have given his toddlers acid to, quote, open their minds.
Please don't compare me to fucking giving toddlers acid. Please, please. That's child abuse.
We were backstage at a beachside concert and my asthma was really acting up, so I was spraying some medication. He looked at me sadly and shook his head. That shit is so bad for you. I was speechless.
That's a great fucking story. And also, I really need to know how the kids are doing. Maybe he discovered something we don't know.
All right, let's get to another poll that's going to get me in trouble. Everybody ready? The poll was, if I told you that either Keith or Hemda was just arrested, who was it? 100%.
You're only saying there was a vote.
There was a vote. Now listen, 100% of Hemda. Well, minus one literal person.
That was me.
Voted Keith, and that was Hemda. Now, did this register at all in any way?
Yeah.
The world's bullshit.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny is it did register like that a little bit because I believe I'm more honest about the shit that I do. You've gotten into, I think, similar amount of things that can get you in trouble, but we both don't get in trouble.
Well, okay. That's the point. How come you keep getting in trouble?
I don't keep getting in trouble.
Okay.
We got arrested the same amount
People
of times.
People forget Keith was in jail when he was a kid.
Keith was in jail.
All right.
Keith was in jail. We got arrested the same number
We're
of times in our life. We're the same age.
Everybody's equal.
How many fights have you gotten into?
More than you.
How many times have you stolen something?
Hello.
Are we forgetting or am I that badass? I'll take, you know what? I'm the most badass. Now I have a tattoo.
I'm just looking at the fucking polls, Kenda. Though everybody's confused, but somehow 100%.
You're really just accepting that.
I'm accepting 100%. Yes, I'm just accepting numbers.
That now you're just like the most innocent human being we've ever met. Have we been listening to the show for 13 and a half years? What happened? Oh my God.
100.
I just want to mention so many things, but I shouldn't because it really, you should be arrested.
100%. But I'm not. Why aren't I? Now, take a moment and think. Why aren't I? And why are you?
Because you look like a cop.
That's right.
That's one of the things. I mean, if we're going to, you know, mm-hmm. You did get arrested, though. You did get arrested.
Right. Right. It's interesting, though, right?
Oh my God.
So?
Also, I'm out more, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can you do, people?
I mean,
every day we go out. No matter your color or race or gender, it's bad news.
Well, the female thing, I would get arrested less. But, you know, I don't know how much Khemda Khalili and my face that matches that name. We're even on the who the cops would want to bug. Mm-hmm. But
100%. Okay.
Well, it's so funny. I didn't know
aside.
I was so fucking badass. I should start smoking cigarettes. Oh my God. What? It's funny mm-hmm. that the audience needs to, yeah, come on over, Andrea.
I don't think Kenda knows what the word funny means, by the way.
I have no idea what Andrea is going to say right now, but this should be interesting.
All I know, 100% is 100%.
I get it.
What are we arguing here about? I'm on your side, actually, because I was bored in science right. And I never
Crack
understood
on
it.
Your knees on the subway. In front of people. Yeah, sure. I am going to get arrested.
Facts are facts, Khemda.
Yeah.
The people have spoken. Mm-hmm. You, the reason why people think you're more likely to get arrested is not because you do more bad things. It's because you like to get in fights. You're more publicly confrontational than Keith is.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys really think I just walk around getting into fights with people?
Yes, because you do.
It's all you do.
It's like...
When was the last time we got into a fight?
Oh, so much damage control I do around here.
Oh my God.
That's not true.
He couldn't even keep a straight face on that one.
You just...
Go ahead. Name a fight.
Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah. Right? The rental car place.
What happened?
When you were going to go camping with Hennessy and the rental car place was trying to fuck you over and you were like... Oh, really? I'll be writing a review on Yelp or whatever the fuck.
I don't think I ever said that.
Something like that. You got in a fight there. That's just like a Reese that, you know, there's got to be one. You scream at customer service people on a regular basis.
For Keith.
So much that it's a bit on our show. I know, but that's what I'm saying. You are confrontational.
It doesn't matter why. This poll came up because Carrie said when I was in my tent, hey, Khemda got arrested. And I instantly believed it. Why?
Because you get in fights.
Because Carrie said that I got arrested.
You get in fights? How is 100%? It's irrefutable.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to get arrested because I got into a fight with UPS for something that Keith should have gotten into
It's your character.
It's your character. You're hearing is somehow we're saying you're a bad person. No. I instantly imagined that you got arrested because even though it was probably dark outside, you were smoking weed and a state ranger called you and you refused to put it on the ground. I'm making up a whole story. You refused to put it on the ground. They came over anyway. You go, what? It's weed. You argued about the effects of weed and acid and my ex did cocaine. He's sleeping in the tent over there if you want to talk to him. And they handcuffed you.
This is what you think I'm going to do when I get arrested?
Yes.
All right.
Literally everyone who knows you would agree with this.
Were you arrested recently and fought with the guy?
No, I didn't fight that time. I don't think.
You didn't argue with them? I don't know.
No, I was really just, I was so confused during that that thing. I was like, wait, why am I? I was asking questions. They just shut me down. I was such a good girl on that one. In all fairness, I just remembered that I did get arrested one other time, but it was unofficial.
For boinking a police officer with a balloon because you thought it was funny. Yeah, you're totally chill. And don't.
That one I fought the whole way.
You're a shit disturber. Yes. So am I. I will admit that I am a shit disturber. I think I know when to reel it back better than you do.
That one I was yelling about, I was like, you can't do this to me. This is bullshit. Yeah. The whole time on the way. And then I fucking, yeah. But I wasn't, it wasn't, first of all, that was bullshit.
Is this not just proving the point? I don't want... It's not a bad thing to be a shit disturber. You literally have a question mark tattoo that says question everything, which is inherently a shit disturby point of view.
Thank you.
It's part of who you are.
Hey, you're tagged.
This is so funny. Oh my God.
Why is it funny? It's just a fact.
Because I think I'm like such a mild person. Well,
that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. No one would call you mild. You eat hot sauce for fun. You're a fucking crazy Arab weirdo screaming constantly.
She I am has not a, screaming
You
constantly.
Have a tattoo of a question mark
oh,
on your arm.
Oh, now this tattoo is going to get to me.
So take a fucking second and question this.
Yeah.
Such a and then we can get to the rest of everything. How about we question ourselves?
I can't believe that I'm the badass on the show after 13 and a half years. Well, somebody
You're not a badass. You just can't control yourself in public.
Yes.
I can't control myself in public.
Just because you repeat it doesn't... yeah. That only means you're on... Are you repeating it in the good way?
Yeah.
Because check the transcripts. It's not...
I like beer. You're I like beering us right now. Yeah. When we're when we're doing clear...
Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew. Do you stand up for yourself? Because I stand up for myself. Sorry, guys. I stood up for myself before. Did you do it? Oh, this is funny.
Keith
is...
Okay, okay.
By the way, you bring up me God. Going to jail. Let's just compare records.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, literally. Let's go to the cops and see who has a mugshot and who has a fucking record. Mm-hmm. I don't
either.
Okay.
What, did you get mugshot? You did, because you spent a month in there or two.
You're not going to find my record, I bet.
Well, it's just been a long time. You also, you're a white
That's
guy.
A record.
I feel like you can't say anything about jail, because I feel like... You should have been thrown in prison a lot more than you. And myself in
prison. Yes. Cosby got 3 years. I should have been in prison.
You should be in prison. I should be in prison. I got out of public urination and I resisted the police.
I don't think you go to prison for public urination.
No, but I ran away from police. I resisted
Let
arrest.
Let me ask you this. Me and Keith, who should be in jail more?
Both of you.
I should be in jail?
If we're talking
Name
about...
Name for what?
The
Name
law,
for what?
The doing drugs. If we're talking about the law, like...
And Fine.
If we're talking about breaking
Aside
the law...
Aside for drugs, because we all did drugs and drugs are ridiculous.
It depends when you catch Henda. Because just the other day, she's arguing, Kate, why do you think I don't smoke as much weed as Hennessy or Xerxes? I'm like, well, how did we get here? Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I smoke even more, if anything. Okay, you win that one.
Oh, my God.
This absolutely did happen.
That I said I smoked more than Xerxes and Hennessy?
Yes. And now it's, why am I called a druggie? I don't know.
I'm not saying why am I called a, I'm saying that you do the same amount of drugs and it's mind numbing how outraged you are at what I do compared to what you do.
I don't think he's outraged. I think
he looks like a Muppet when he's outraged and he Muppetized several times.
He has done more drugs than you do. You talk about drugs and it's more of your identity as a person than it is.
No, I talk about drugs in the new way that we're learning about drugs, and there is resistance to it, okay? I talk about, hey, let's discuss with Shane after he broke his brain for us. He experimented stuff that, like, the government is not willing to do for us. He told us what he got out of it. He said he's the best.
He's the fucking martyr. Wait, like, Shane was out there for science.
Right. I mean, he enjoys it and everything, but he knows more about this. And so I'm going, wait, it sounds like he got a lot from this. And you're like, he broke his brain. He went to a mental institution. I'm like, hold on. We've new information. What we're teaching children about drugs is really sad and pathetic and terrifying.
Sure.
So let's fucking see if every single fucking person who does mushrooms correctly is telling me that they gain some benefit out of it. And all it is that we're anti it is that it's fucking illegal. Why aren't we saying something about that instead of calling me a druggie, Shane a druggie, you went to a mental institution, all this shit?
Why that? How about the good things Shane Moss got out of doing
Seriously.
Drugs? And okay, mental institution, twice,
yeah,
minimum. But
yeah.
How about the good things he got, which of course were
He is the best version of himself right now. He's doing yoga, working out.
Hold on. He's the best version of himself right
now. That's what he said. He said he's never been better.
Yeah, guess what? He probably won't ever do again.
Psychedelics.
Guess what he's not doing right now? And he's the best version of himself.
Because he can't do these drugs anymore.
Why are you looking
anymore?
At me like these words are fucking insane?
Why don't, but address some of the other shit I said before.
I did, it's ridiculous.
You don't think that he got some benefit out of this?
No, he did a funny podcast. He came up with funny jokes.
Then that's it, then there's no argument.
But what did he get good out of it? I'm not hearing.
A new frame of mind that he
to not do drugs.
So what?
Okay. Don't do them and then he would have been your best self immediately.
No, because he said he did too many. He doesn't recommend how many he did, but he does recommend the amount that he was doing before. And he managed to break his brain. He came out on the other side of it. He said, all people are going to remember is that I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
But I saw another thing that he did and he said, I can't even fucking... I feel like I'm not speaking well for it because also I've never done mushrooms. I'm still learning about it. But you ingested it just fine.
Horrible.
Right. Were you also doing other shit or just mushrooms?
Just mushrooms.
And you didn't find anything?
No. Okay. I thought, oh, fuck. This is horrible thoughts for 6 hours that I can't stop. That being said, I think all drugs should be legal and people should just fucking do what they're going to do with them. I think we're getting them anyways. And I agree that we should research them. We shouldn't be stigmatizing them. We should be researching them just for the name of science. But you make a more of a platform about this particular issue. This is something that you
bring.
This
upsets me very much.
Sure.
It upsets me very much.
So then don't be surprised when people are like, you're a drug person because that's one of your platforms.
It's not, but it's not the platform of everyone should do all drugs. It's the platform of.
Well, who's this? It goes to the thing about, I don't believe in a God in the sky. Well, nobody believes all drugs for all people.
But my point is.
Well, why are you surprised when people equate you with drugs when you talk about drugs a lot?
Well, because they equate me with being a druggie and not an informed person or somebody who's looking to get informed. What's funny is I can talk about being informed about drugs and you'll call me a druggie. I've never done mushrooms yet. I'm learning about it.
Who calls you a druggie?
Keith Malley. You see this guy across from you? Argue that with me.
Yeah. The thing also, too, is you use drugs more regularly than he does. So I think that's why he's calling you a druggie.
Why are you saying that? Do I?
Because if you're going to only talk about my weed use, then I want to talk about your alcohol use.
Which he stopped.
Right. Before he ingested how much of it?
17, I said.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know how to fight this because I feel like all I'm
you
doing.
You don't
is,
have to fight. All I'm doing, Everybody doesn't have to fight.
All I'm doing is collecting information, and it's not me talking about pot that people call me a druggie, and I don't want to be called a druggie because I do pot. That's ridiculous.
But
to
pot
me.
Is a drug.
I understand that. But I don't want to be called a druggie because it's dismissing everything we've learned. It's dismissing me into this little fucking minute little drug addict personality that you know goes along with all these other drugs, which is why it's a Schedule I drug, which is very fucking dangerous. A lot of people are in jail over it. So calling me a druggie is just reducing not only me, but everyone who uses it, the drug, the government, like the whole thing is just poo-pooed on. And I think that's really dangerous and fucked up. Aren't we sick of this information and fucking regurgitating it and giving it to people on air? Aren't you sick of calling people a druggie who does weed when they're telling you that they've managed and it hits you differently and all this other information? Why aren't we taking that information in? Why are we calling me a druggie?
I think we are.
Why are we calling me a druggie when I'm talking to somebody about mushrooms who I believe is an expert? Because we only have but so many experts because we're not allowed to have
any. It just came out of the mental institution.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that because his mental break is not the mental break on society that's going to happen. His mental break is not the main focus. Like he said, the better story is his mental break. But this other stuff that he discovered is not going
to
be.
My poster boys not to be in the psych ward.
He's out of the psych ward.
You don't like people who use drugs being stigmatized, which I agree with, but I think it's also unfair for you to pretend that you're not an advocate for drugs and that you
I'm an advocate for drugs is not what I'm being called. Let's not all of a sudden change it to you guys telling me that I'm an advocate for drugs. You guys call me a druggie because I'm curious about drugs that we were told shitty things about.
How often are you called a druggie, that actual word?
But when I do, this is my reaction to it. So right now I'm being called a druggie.
This particular show too, I think the reaction was Shane was telling a story in which drugs did not serve him, and you're like, this sounds good.
No, I didn't say that. I said this sounds like a regular trip. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a trip. How can you tell the difference between a mental break and a trip? Mm-hmm. Why did this mentally break you? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it sounds so good, because you guys already think that I'm going to skew on the side of no matter what he says, I'm going to be okay with it. But I'll tell you this, I will take his word over your two words about mushrooms and other psychedelics any fucking day. And if he's telling me he's okay after doing all this stuff.
Well, me and Shane agreed. We're both saying you'll end up in a mental hospital.
If you do the amount that he does, and he shouldn't have done that. Yes?
Sure.
But what he was doing, and he was doing mushrooms on a regular basis before, that hasn't broken his brain. He doesn't think that if he continued like that, it would have broken his brain. He proved too much. He did too much, and his brain broke.
But you're saying good that he did, right? You're saying good that he did.
No, I think it's sad for him because he possibly won't get to do these psychedelics that actually do really good job for him and his brain, that have proven to work well for him. He won't be able to participate in some stuff that he would want to. However, he also said that whatever he did has brought him to a place where he's really living his favorite life right now.
Well, also, you tend to, it's not about drugs, it's in general, you tend to want to see all sides of things. And I think that was more what that comment was about versus like...
So why not give it a second? Because you guys are already there with me and druggy. Why not give it a second? What did Hemda mean by going, that sounds normal?
I wasn't on the air. Don't fucking bring me into this shit. You're talking to Keith, not me.
But you were there. You know what I mean.
I think you get very, very... Both of you get triggery around each other with this. You get triggery when someone says any sort of criticism of drugs because you hate the way that people stigmatize
pot. It's not any criticism. It's very specific criticism that I just listed. It's very, very specific. It's very specific that I am going to fight you on every single time, because the people who are more experts at it than you guys are not saying what you guys are saying.
More of an expert. He's done it more.
He has a podcast about how the brain works. He looks mm-hmm. into it. He talks to experts. He talks to scientists. He talks to doctors. He's done it in a doctor office.
He's still in the same place that we are with it.
What do you mean?
Like, he still had a bad trip and isn't going to do it anymore. And that's where I land on it too. So what?
That's not exactly the same place.
He has more experience in it, but can he speak about anything like what it did for him?
Really?
I can't name anything.
I just didn't learn.
You guys didn't hear what he got from it?
You didn't say.
I didn't learn a single thing about what, like, besides generic comments like I'm living my best life or I'm doing yoga, which is not something that's connected to drugs. I didn't learn one specific thing about
that he would get depressed and he would go into a very bad depression, and that mushrooms helped him stay away from a deep depression. He did mushrooms on a regular basis, and actually this is what a lot of people say. They take a little bit of mushrooms, either they microdose in some sort of way or do it every few months or every other month. I don't really know the regimen because we're not allowed to know, but they have said that depression is affected and you won't get as depressed.
Right. What I would rather, the reason
why. Wait, no, time out. Does that count as a thing that he got from it?
Yes, but
because what happens is I say things like this, and then it's like, yeah, but his brain broke. But you're asking me what positive things, and then you guys go, yeah, but that's huge.
Sure, if you're turning into a rainbow, I guess you forget about depression for a minute.
Well, I would.
That's not what's happening.
The reason why I think all drugs should be legalized and studied is because I would rather see like actual test, you know.
That's
like,
what he would too.
That's
what I would too.
But in terms of like him actually bringing forth any.
No, it's all anecdotal. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
and
that's
he'll
why.
Say that. Absolutely.
Which is why I'm like, okay, that sounds great.
He's got more to quantify than you do. And you do. Both of you. everybody in this room. He's got way more information because he did it illegally and legally. He did ketamine. I just saw his documentary. He did ketamine with a doctor. Apparently, that's a Schedule III drug, but there's not money behind it, so it's not going to really go far. But apparently, ketamine, which was a shock to me because I remember in the 90s, people were in K-holes, which seemed so dangerous and so crazy.
People are using it for depression now.
So apparently, yeah. So people are using it for depression. I don't want to dismiss things like that because I heard K-hole in my history because I went to raves and I was like, how is this helping anyone, this person sitting in a corner? I don't want to go, fuck ketamine, but fuck your new idea, fuck doctors that say
we're not doing that though. We're just saying that sounds bad.
But then when he says here's what's good about it, you go, yeah, but your brain broke. Yeah, but your brain broke. Yeah, but your brain broke.
We're talking about
okay, how about all this, how about all the drugs where people are getting completely addicted? It's still fine for your doctor to give that to you.
We're not arguing that
and
either.
And salt.
What? That's not Ansel. That's not, it's still a drug and drug fucking comparison. It's still, somebody can get ketamine, it turns out, instead of these SSRIs that apparently are not as good on your liver or other stuff that I can't very well speak to because I'm just starting to learn this information. But if this new information is coming up, why are you guys rejecting it so
I'm
hard
not
and just
it.
Calling people a drug?
Nobody's rejecting anything and nobody's saying that big pharmacy is king. We're saying, with him specifically, if you're thinking out there about doing hallucinogenics or not, and you're making a pro and con list, maybe write down Shane's name on a certain list and go, okay, something to think about.
Then I still put Shane on the pro list.
Great. So put it on your pro list. And then there's other things too, you'll see.
Yeah, I think that...
But there's no way you're going to tell me Shane was good news to me when I debate about taking acid. And that's it.
To me, Shane is good news when I debate about taking mushrooms because I'm not going to take nearly the amount of psychedelics that he took in the short amount of time that he took it. I'm not going to get anywhere near that. When he does it, and he said, don't do that. He was the guinea pig. It broke his brain. Mm-hmm. His brain is back now. He's fully functioning. And no, I'm not going to do that amount, especially because he says not to. But also, I would never do it. I'm such a puss when it comes to this. That's the funniest part. I've been asking about mushrooms for years because I don't want to have this weird, like, I'm nervous about drugs.
Sure.
So, and I'm going to be doing them within around the next, like, 2 weeks.
When I take advice from any psychedelic person, you have to be out of the mental hospital for at least 1 year. It's always been my rule, and I stick by it.
He has been.
Okay. I'll agree to disagree.
It's such a shame. You're completely dismissing this human being with all this information. He's such a genius.
I said, let's wait a year.
It has been a year.
Okay. How long has it been?
A year. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Well, I meant a year and a day.
All right. It's been, I think, a year and a month, according to what he said.
I don't dismiss Shane, but I think this particular issue is so close to your heart that you tend to see the positives of it only and you don't acknowledge the negatives.
But I am acknowledging it. That's what's funny is whenever I acknowledge it, you guys go, yeah, but, or just completely act like I didn't say it. I said, broke his brain. It's terrible. I don't want to do as many drugs as him. You shouldn't do as many drugs as him. It's a bad idea. He doesn't get to have fun in that way anymore because of it. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad, bad, bad. Mm-hmm. But the other ways that he did it and the ways that he's experiencing,
sure,
and the way that he's exposed to in other ways could be okay for us.
I'm not disagreeing with you on any. I'm not disagreeing with you on any of this. I'm just trying. Unawareness coming from you when people.
In what part?
When people say that you're confrontational and you won't accept that.
How is this confrontational?
And that you are
confrontational.
But you're confronting me.
That you're confrontational and you won't accept that as a comment. And it's part of who you are. I'm confrontational too. And that you are an advocate for drugs and you are very, very pro having conversations about drugs and you like to find the positive sides of drugs. This is not...
And I addressed that earlier. I'm not saying that I am not an advocate for drugs. I'm saying when you call me a druggie, it is not
who
the same as...
I didn't call you...
Keith Malley! That's who we're talking about!
When did
that's
this happen?
You got on
when did
oh
this
my God,
happen?
Never. You're right. You're both right.
Okay.
I'm going to stop being confrontational now.
All right. Thank you. A lot to think about, right?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Let's question this, folks.
What a dick move.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Well, what's the... I mean, that's... You're not being fair by going, shut the fuck up, what a dick move. You're what? Being...
Wait, hold on.
You're being condescending, too.
But he was just condescending and I acted condescending back. That's the little joke that we have.
Not very mature, though, to be condescending back.
I'm not touching hilarious. This shit at all.
Doesn't seem right.
Wow, this is... Oh, my God.
I know.
This is unbelievable.
I know what happens. You want me to explain? I'll explain.
I mean, I don't agree with this bullshit
that
he does either.
But that's what I reacted to. When he gets condescending, you know, I just say a condescending
thing. You're both evil.
Right. Thank you.
No. You both have your way. You're never going to change.
Should I take him seriously when he says that?
You're not going to change the way that you react to each other in this way. You never will. This is how you've always been. So I don't know why. I'm saying both of you. You are condescending.
Thank you.
And you are aggressive.
Very.
I don't think this is aggressive. I think this is in response.
You don't think this is aggressive?
No, I think it's aggressive to begin with, and I'm responding in the same aggression. Why? Because I seem more passionate than Keith?
That's a little shrill.
You know what I mean?
You are an aggressive person.
Because I respond.
You're aggressive out the gate often.
Look at Keith's face and how he, oh my God.
You're passive aggressive, which is worse to me. I prefer an aggressive person, but... You both have...
What a joke. Huge, what a joke this is. I can't believe this.
What do you mean, what is a joke? Is that not aggressive? I make a point about you that you have an aggressive personality. You go, what a joke.
You know why I think it's a joke? Because it's a woman calling another woman aggressive. And let me finish.
I said I'm aggressive too.
I understand, but I don't think we should call
and
each other
aggressive. He's passive
aggressive. He's fucking bullshit right now because he's letting us fight like this. But it's not aggressive. It's responding to aggression.
No, you are more aggressive than most people.
But if I have...
As am I.
You're not aggressive. He started on an aggressive point, completely saying shit that what do you call it? When you quote... He always fucking quotes me the wrong way. What is it?
Misquoting. Not to correct you.
No, Whatever.
When you sum something up wrong.
Yeah. Right. And he does that. And I go, no, that's not what I say. And then it's like, oh, you're aggressive.
As a general...
Julia, am I being aggressive?
Julia, answer!
That's aggressive.
Yeah, when Julia wants to stay out of it, not just say, not just make you happy, there's a problem.
Chemda has more points than she's being given credit for, is the quote from Julia Schachter. Follow her. Her podcast is Orbits, and I'm going to go on it soon, and you're going to learn more about me because she talks about...
The red moon.
How not aggressive you are.
How Sagittarian I am, and I probably
You're
have other shit.
You're a fiery person. This is.
I'm a fiery person. That doesn't mean Keith is not, and that doesn't mean that the way he phrases things is still aggressive.
It's passive aggressive. I said that. Why do you not like having the word aggressive assigned to you?
Because it's not aggressive. When somebody is bringing up a topic that you think is incorrect.
But I'm saying you're aggressive across the board. I know you very well.
Hey, I just picked a fight with Rolling Stone. So maybe this is the poll, okay? Who's more aggressive, Keith, Henda, or they're both the same aggressive?
They're different. You guys are different types of aggressive.
But somebody can still be more,
I don't think responding to injustice is aggressive.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how you carry yourself in the world. I'm not talking about your points against...
right or wrong.
Against the way society is. I'm talking about how you carry yourself in the world. You are an aggressive person. As am I. Facts are facts.
Okay.
What are you talking?
Okay, I have to think about that. I swear to God, I have to think about that. Okay, meaning not Keith kind of okay. Not dismissive okay. Really, for real, serious, okay, and I would like to hear about my aggression. And if this is aggressive, then yeah, I'm aggressive.
It's not a criticism. I don't dislike, I like aggressive people.
I think we can find a different word. Because women are called aggressive when they stand up for themselves, when they speak in this tone, meaning like, I'm not giggling, I'm not laughing it off, I'm speaking. This is speaking.
But
and the fact that I'm being called aggressive goes back to how we were raised, I think.
Yeah, but I also...
Keith yells at people all the fucking time.
Keith is passive aggressive.
So when I stop laughing
Keith
for
is
a
passive
second...
aggressive.
But when I stop laughing for a second, I'm being called aggressive is a little problematic. That's what it feels like to me. And maybe I think both of us should consider this aggressive term. And I'm not being facetious. I'm being really, really serious. I got to understand if I'm genuinely being aggressive or if because I'm usually very mild-mannered and laughing things off and speaking, you know, in congruency, even though when I disagree, I know that I do that and I can do it really well. When I stop that and I go, no, this is the line, you're not speaking for me and I need you to stop, I don't think that should be called aggression.
In all fairness, just like the one time I called you a druggie in 2011, maybe you could say, hey, this word aggressive is setting me off. And then we could move somewhere else, right? Now I'm finding out it's all about the word aggressive. You know what she's saying.
I don't even know what you just said. I think that you're off the mark.
We're not stuck on some word aggressive now?
Because you're saying I'm calling you aggressive because you're a female that speaks maybe at the same, has the same amount of assertiveness as you would say your male partner, but you are considered more aggressive because you're female. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that everything I said on today's show is not aggressive. I'm saying that I didn't experience that this mushroom talk, I was not aggressive. I maybe stopped you from speaking because I wanted
you
to finish a point.
You stopped me from speaking multiple times.
Because I wanted to finish a point. Because last time I was on this show, I was literally like the last 15 minutes, I was not able to. And I wanted to finish my point. I don't think that's aggressive. I think that's giving some time for me to really have you understand what I'm trying to say.
But what you're not listening to me saying is that I'm not saying you're aggressive in terms of just the show. I'm saying how you carry yourself as a person around the world. Hemda Khalili, New York City raised, Israeli, loud, loves to argue. Like, you're an aggressive person. You're a fiery, feisty person. That's, how can you not agree with that?
How can I not agree?
You're
because
always
you
like,
have no idea how fucking subservient I am. Based on fucking, I know that people can't handle when I'm quote being aggressive, that I fucking maneuver my speech. And you know all about this. I maneuver my speech in order for people to not find me aggressive, but still find a way to make my point. And every once in a while I stop and I go, no fucking way. Let me just say the shit straightforward, like every other fucking man is allowed to say.
You are straightforward.
We talk about
how people call you straightforward. That's something that people like about you.
What's the difference between that and aggressive? Why wouldn't you call me straightforward and not aggressive here?
Because there are moments when you are aggressive, and that's okay. I'm aggressive too. We get in yelling fights over like dice game. We're loud, aggressive people. Absolutely. Would you call me, if you're going to call me versus Julia, I am more aggressive, correct?
Why are we comparing to Julia? Julia is the least fucking...
Sure, but that's fine.
That's not even fair.
Why is it not fair?
She's trying to get you to understand the way she's using.
Some people
aggressive.
Are more aggressive than others. Compared to Emily, my partner and co-host, I am more aggressive, correct?
I don't know. I've seen her be very aggressive, actually. No, she speaks aggressively. No, she fucking speaks her mind and insults people.
Okay, but as a general... how she talks to new people that she meets in public, the way that she carries her social decorum is quieter than me.
I don't know. I would put you in front of people and not call you aggressive.
I would say that I am aggressive and I don't feel bad about being aggressive. Like,
I don't think that you're aggressive. I think you speak your mind. I don't think you're an aggressive person.
This is what we're talking. We're talking about the word aggressive. Okay. It has a meaning. You're not agreeing on it. That's it.
All right.
You know? Pursuing one's aims or interest forcefully. It doesn't say if it applies to men or women.
I don't think I'm forceful.
Look, we got to use some of these words.
Yeah, don't use them on me unless you really mean them. And then when I say I don't think I'm like that, then don't think I'm aggressive because I disagree with you. This might be an aggressive tone to you because it's just a regular
But to
tone.
Go like this is, okay. I'm just some, compared to Xerxes, I would say I am more aggressive. Yes.
In some places, I've seen him be aggressive.
I've never seen him be aggressive.
I know.
Oh, come on. Now you got
He's not aggressive. He's a very passive person.
Yes.
Not a lot of things
bother
him.
So there's types. It's not like a gender. It's not a gender specific. I just don't know why you're so resistant to being categorized when you talk about
because
being
of
this
the
way.
Because of the development of how I was called aggressive, because of where that comes from and what you equate it to and why I would even be called aggressive when I just speak my mind. Because I navigate so hard and so warm, because I try to fucking circumvent people's
but also, you know
emotion
what?
All the time, because I don't know how you can call me empathetic and aggression at the same time, because
your tone is escalating right now.
So what?
That is, whatever. I also know you in a more intimate way than other people. So maybe you show your aggression to me more with knowing that I'm not judging it, because I'm not like this bitch. Whenever you're being aggressive, I'm like, yeah, sure, love it. But I'm never like this fucking crazy bitch. I spend more time socially with you, and yeah, a newer person, like at a comedy club, you're not like, fuck you to like a stranger. But I know you on a more social level, and I would say we're equally aggressive.
I'm going to keithandthegirl.com/menstruation. I'm going to see if things
we are synced up. Why would you not call me an aggressive person?
I don't know that I would.
I go out on stage.
I would call you
on a nightly basis and scream at people to drink my menstrual blood.
I'd call you a brunette. I'd call you a fashion.
I'm
expert.
Fine with it. My hair is black.
Well, listen to this. All right, let's get to Andrea then for a second.
Don't get aggressive, Andrea, about your hair, please.
Speaking of poles, yeah, who knows? Who knows what words are? Have you ever legitimately fisted or been fisted? Was one of the polls. This came from last week on Keith and the Girl when Andrea filled in as host, and I've never heard of such a thing. This fist. I guess I've heard of fisting. I guess I've seen it online, I suppose, but I didn't know when Andrea said she did it, that she was talking about literally past the punching. Wrist, the fist is inside you, and like a piston, mm-hmm. you're starting an engine.
Mm-hmm.
Two people right now on the poll say, yeah, I've done it. I've either fisted or been fisted. Oh my goodness, what's going on in there? No shit, you have infections from time to time. I'm surprised it's not inside out.
That's a very good point.
Jesus Christ. Of course you can rape somebody without them getting wet.
You know who fisted me? Billy
that was
Persita.
Weird.
Yeah.
Or, no.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I fix this real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
I meant it doesn't mean the woman wants it, even though you're able to stick it inside her.
Yes, yeah. A baby can come through.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who did it?
One of them, yeah.
Oh, one of them. I mm-hmm. thought it was only one.
There's been multiple fisters.
Oh. How is Billy as a fister?
Honestly, better than anything else he did.
He's good at fuck you. Sparrow is saying, being fisted sounds like a waking nightmare. I've never been into challenging my nether's capacity. Like a third finger, I'm okay with if we're grooving, but any more than that reads to me as rude.
That's fun. You got to be really ready for it. I also have a huge vagina.
It whistles while she walks.
Mm-hmm.
I've had like the double penetration, not two dicks, but double penetration where like there's a finger and like, a, you know.
Is it right. The finger in your asshole?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. I didn't know it would be like as much fun because sure. It kind of like starts squeezing your walls together. That's yeah. Cool.
I think something gets said on the show. For example, me saying, well, Shane Moss and the guy's in a mental hospital. He shouldn't be doing psychedelics. And I think Kenda gets nervous what listeners take from that.
No, straight to that point. Straight just to that point. Okay. I think you're putting out misinformation. To that point, everything that I said matters.
But based off that story alone, I think that's the correct response that he shouldn't have done that. Right?
And he said that and I said that.
And that makes psychedelics users look bad even, in a sense. Like
if,
he's
if
reiterating
you isolate
that story.
That information without the rest of it.
For me.
All right. I tried to make a point. My point is when you hear the word aggressive, then you think that then you attach it to something else and you're nervous.
I know what you're talking about this loudmouth bitch when someone's really just like defending themselves and or meeting their male counterpart at the same level.
And but I rarely fucking do that. I rarely, believe me, the amount that I can fucking actually get aggressive with just countering the shit that happens,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't happen, not even 50% of the time. So I know that I'm not.
And we'll see how quickly you get arrested.
I could. If I was a fucking dude, you wouldn't think I was turned up. You just wouldn't.
I don't know about that. I think I know. I think you have an extremely feisty person. It's what I like about you. It's what I like about you. I don't know why you're taking...
I don't see how I'm more feisty than anybody else who's been on this show.
Are you upset right now?
I'm making a point. No, I don't want to talk about if I'm upset or not. I want to talk about if I'm like streamlined right now. I'm not like, upset where you need to,
my
you
know, point is, if you're upset, then how wouldn't you come across as more? If I'm upset, how wouldn't I come across as more?
Because upset is another emotion. Well, and if
right, this is emotional I'm talking about.
I don't, because when like, you mentioned that like I'm upset, then it starts turning into just emotions where I'm trying to speak very clearly and logically. And if you hear upset in my voice, it's because we're all upset because we're repeating the same information and feeling unheard. So yes, I'm feeling that I'm repeating information and being unheard, but am I like, you know, pissed off? I guess in a sense, but it's like, I don't understand why we even have to talk about that. You know what I mean?
Because the point is how well, I mean, if we're changing what aggression means, then okay. But if we're not, then how can't you be pissed off and still talking and not be aggressive? You couldn't.
If I was going to put on the feistometer in this show, that I would say Mehran is feistier than you are. But Shane Moss is less. I'm about the same level, you know? If I was to plug in the...
Then I guess, what does it matter?
What do you mean, what does it matter?
Yeah, what does it matter if I am more feisty?
It doesn't... I like it. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, but it reads bad.
No, it doesn't.
The way that you guys said it, I think reads back, unless I had all of that information after that. If I let go of this a lot earlier, I would have come off different. And the aggression thing would have came off different. It would have been like, Chemda fights back when she's just feeling upset about druggy things. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like. And then me clarifying just makes it sound like I'm more feisty or more aggressive or more confrontational. But really, this is not me being confrontational. I was confronted and I'm responding. So that's what's funny is I get confronted most of the time. I go around it. I joke about it until my information is dropped in. This time I just confronted it right back and I'm confrontational.
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
The other day we were talking about the woman winning the Nobel Prize in science. And now that's the third woman to win. So I was saying the other day how finally women are stepping up. That's great. Finally taking the time to study and win some awards men are winning over 117 years. Meanwhile, this person writes, AstroCon, a female, in my astronomy textbook 2018 edition. Quote, to remember the luminosity of stars, just keep in mind this mnemonic device. OBAFGKM stands for OBA Fine Girl, Kiss Me. Yay, progress. All right. Look, Angie's a pervert. We settled that.
Happy to identify as that.
And very aggressive. She admitted it.
That's fine. I don't mind it. I don't mind being characterized as aggressive.
You sound a little upset.
I don't. I'm not. Okay, good. All I do is scream. Why would you not call me aggressive? I'm very aggressive. Right. I'm also gentle with my... There's multi-dimensions to my personality and similar to you, but most people, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that you have an aggressive streak in your personality. I think that's to deny that. Is
to deny your being
is odd.
I wouldn't even say odd. I'd say beautiful.
You wouldn't say anything.
Honest to God, not anymore.
And Keith is passive aggressive. Look, it just happened again. So what the fuck? These are basic observations.
I don't know. I'm not trying to not respond to you right now. Just I don't have anything to add. So I just have to think about it for a while.
You're saying that's colored by your gender, and I disagree.
I'm going to be reading the forums. I'm going to be reading people's responses to this. I'm open to the aggression talk. I think that, you know, if I have an aggressive part of my personality, it might be different than what I heard said earlier, meaning like you're just aggressive or this is aggressive. I might not agree with where I should be considered aggressive, but I don't disagree that I can get aggressive. Does that make sense?
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
Well, in all fairness, you don't see her every day.
That's true. Right? I have a nanny cam and I see you in your apartment going, this motherfucker. How many times I heard you say this motherfucker? You're not a monk. What the fuck are you talking about?
I do have a tattoo. It's very badass.
Oh, my God. All of a sudden, you're not this
person. Why are you being aggressive at me?
I am being aggressive because I'm being lied to. You're turning me into Keith Malley. I get it. Finally, I get it.
Now you're understanding her
pretending
tricks.
Words aren't words, and now I'm going to be a condescending prick. This is what you've done to me.
Hemden her tricks. It's not a joke, Andrea. Wake up.
That should be the title. Hemda and her tricks.
We already have a title called Hemda is a Trickster. Hemda the Trickster does it again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look, I still like you, Hemda.
Oh, God, please stop. We got to do something different.
All right. No, you're great. You're not a druggie. I can't believe I keep saying that. And I won't ever say it again. In fact, if I see you with drugs, I'm going to act like I don't even know what you're doing. You know? I'm going to be like... What is that you're smoking? Like, did you roll up grass from outside? All right, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Then I'll pretend you're not on drugs when you are on drugs.
Drop a line on that. I don't know what the fuck that means. Well, she does get you riled up, right? Go to keithandthegirl.com. Look around. Check out all the shows. Check out the pictures. A lot is going on you might not know about. And we'll talk to you soon.
Shut the fuck up! Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, just because it's a joke doesn't mean you didn't do it.
Right?
keithandthegirl.com